It turned out to be one of TV's biggest and most surprising hits of the time, Touched by an Angel. Actually, CBS almost canceled it after its first season, but they responded to all this mail they got, encouraging them to give it another chance. And with that, it just took off. It was consistently one of the top 10 TV programs in America. It was about three angels who take on human form and assignments from God to bring His hope and His messages into certain people's lives. And in an age when angels had become an intriguing subject for a lot of people, this positive program was really a success. I mean, who would have guessed that it would be a success? Stories of humans whose lives are touched by an angel. Of course, there's an even bigger surprise. Did you know that angels can be touched by a human? I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about angels touched by a human. Actually, the Bible says there's something you can do that literally touches the angels in heaven. It all has to do with a spiritual homecoming God has been waiting for a long time for you to experience. Our word for today from the Word of God is about that. It's in Luke 15:10. Jesus has just been telling about the joy of a shepherd who's bringing home his lost sheep, and a woman who just found a treasured possession she had lost. Now, in both cases, the finder gets their friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep," or "my lost treasure." Then Jesus tells how people like us can touch the angels in heaven. He says, "In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." See, in heaven, they know that God sent Jesus, His one and only Son, to rescue us sinners. And according to the Bible, that's me, that's you, that's all of us. It says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The angels were there the night the Son of God came to live among us, that first Christmas. An angel was there strengthening Jesus when He agonized in a garden over the cross that He knew He was going to be facing in a few hours. The angels know that we who have lived outside of God's plans deserve the death penalty for running our own lives. They also know that God loved you so much that He sent His Son from heaven to die so you don't have to. And now, well, God is waiting, has been waiting for a while, for you to respond to His love, to turn from your my way living and put all your trust in Jesus, to forgive what only He can forgive because only He died for it. He's waiting for you to welcome home spiritually. And when you do, the angels who know how much is at stake in your decision about Jesus, they start celebrating your homecoming, a party in heaven. If you've never had your moment when you've begun your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you could make your peace with God right where you are right now. Here's a homecoming prayer you could pray from your heart. Lord, I know my only hope of having my sins forgiven, my only hope of going to heaven is You and what You did when You died on the cross for me. And I know You're alive, You walked out of Your grave, and now I want You to walk into my life. I'm putting all my trust in You. I want You to be my personal Savior. Beginning this day, Jesus, I'm Yours. Wow, it's your homecoming day. Listen, let me invite you to go to our website, and there you'll see, explained very simply and briefly, how to begin and be sure you've begun your relationship with Jesus, how to know you belong to Him. The website is anewstory.com. I hope you'll check it out as soon as you can today. Anewstory.com. If you'll make this the day you come home to the one who died for you, the Bible says, heaven starts celebrating. Why? Because now you'll be going there someday, and you'll be there forever.